Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KBIA, and this is Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. If you hear the word opera and think of a stuffy art form with horned helmets and a large singing lady, well, think again. A new opera, co-commissioned by the Lyric Opera of Kansas City, is based on Lois Lowry's The Giver, a popular but controversial novel about a dystopian society that's embraced sameness. From Kansas City, Laura Spencer reports.
New York-based composer Susan Kander has created a niche writing original operas for young adults, exploring themes from the Underground Railroad to girl bullies. Kander describes Lois Lowry's The Giver as the first book for many young people that truly talks up to them.
In fact, one of the reasons that I chose this book is that opera is at its best when it's talking about the gigantic issues, love and death. Nothing could be more appropriate as a choice for writing an opera, in my opinion.
The Giver tells the story of Jonas, who's born into a community where the goal is sameness. There's no conflict, no pain, and no color. 12 is a crucial age when each child is assigned a role. And Jonas is apprenticed to the Giver, who holds all the memories.
It was fascinating to go in and choose what I wanted to pursue, what I wanted to sort of blow up and look at more closely, things that lent themselves particularly to a musicalization. It was wonderful to work with her creation. That was just spectacular.
Author Lois Lowry says the story has been adapted for the stage, but not for opera until now. Lowry's written 40 books, and she says The Giver probably draws on the most sources, including childhood years spent in Japan after World War II. Her father was a career military officer. Lowry was 11 when her family moved from Pennsylvania, and she says she expected living overseas to be very different. But her parents chose an American-style house in a small, walled community.
I used to sneak out of the place we lived often and go by myself into the Tokyo that surrounded where I lived. And so I was attempting to experience something that was not the same, as I later described it in the book The Giver.
At a Monday night rehearsal at the Lyrics Opera Center at 18th and Charlotte, the cast of more than 30, mostly children ages 7 to 18, and a few adult cast members sing as a Greek chorus. It's used as a framework to bring the audience into the story. Ninth grader Jake Workman plays the role of Jonas. He says he'd read The Giver in school and did a project focusing on Jonas in eighth grade.
The music by Susan Kander is really great, but it's definitely challenging. And also the character development. Jonas has never experienced color or love or any really emotion in the book and the show. And no one has in their community, so it's hard to portray that.
In this scene, Workman as Jonas throws an apple to his friends and stops when it glimmers and shows a bit of color, something that doesn't exist in their society.
Asher, does anything seem strange to you about the apple?
Jumps out of my hands and onto the ground.
The Lyric Opera of Kansas City's education program celebrates its 20th anniversary this year. And education director Paula Winans says when they commission a work, they consider title recognition and if it's well-loved. She says The Giver speaks directly to youth, but the issues are universal.
You know, we often ask ourselves in situations
even in present day life, would I have the courage to stand up, or would I go along with the group in something that's a very serious situation? And Jonas has the courage.
Winans says the education program has created its own community over the years of young people and their families. She describes it as a place where children can find acceptance, where they can shine, and also find courage.
That was Laura Spencer reporting from Kansas City. The Lyric Opera of Kansas City presents The Giver for schools on January 12th and 13th, and the public on January 14th at the Rose Theater at Rockhurst High School. Author Lois Lowry will also speak after each performance. Columbia is a pretty bicycle-friendly place to live, be it the commuters navigating downtown traffic or weekend riders on the MKT trail. This week's Sonic ID addresses the city's bike culture.
It's a guidepost for health, healthy lifestyle, fitness, conservation of energy, resource renewal. It's a career for me as well. You know, it means a lot of different things: freedom, enjoyment. My name is Mark Bendel. I started working in a bike shop in 1982 because I just really loved riding and racing bikes. I came to Columbia for grad school. I would have to say it's one of the best places to live and bike in the Midwest, for sure. It's a really great, diverse cycling community here in town. You know, we have probably more commuters per capita than lots of other places in the Midwest. And on the other hand, we have some of the most successful elite athletes, too, that are racing or riding bikes, whether it's multi-sport events, cyclocross, multiple state champions here in town, road racing, amazing mountain bikers. We have really cover all the bases. A bike can be a tool for, you know, life-changing experiences, or it can be a piece of sporting good equipment, or it can be a trophy for somebody. Bikes can be a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a bike, for crying out loud.
And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org. Thanks for listening, and have a nice weekend.